People of God, children of God, welcome to the To Be God's Vessel podcast. I am honored to have you here, listening. Listen, today's episode is incredibly weighty. It is, it might be a little convicting, and prayerfully, in the best way, I pray that this episode exposes some darkness, exposes some shadows. I was listening to the song Reckless Love today, and he sings, there's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. And the Lord made it very clear for me today to shed some light on some things concerning sexual purity. And I'm going to be sharing a little bit of my journey and how I'm walking it out with the Lord. I'm going to even share a little bit about, even false teaching and the detriment to that. And so, you know, this is not scripted at all. I really just, as the Lord has given me the name to be his vessel, in the best way that I can, share what he's ministering to me in my heart. And so I pray that this episode blesses you. If you continue to listen, we're going to be talking about even being sexually violated, sexual harassment, masturbation, pornography, homosexuality. We're going to be getting into a lot of those things. And, there is no room for judgment here. This is simply by God's grace. And so if you are here to judge or to be wicked in any way, I encourage you to go ahead and get off right now. But for those who this is for, I pray that that you be encouraged, that you find just a comfort in knowing that God sees you and that he can walk it out with you, whatever you're struggling with concerning your purity. And so this is just a disclaimer. And also just a trigger warning. You know, we won't be getting into, I won't try to be super explicit, but the topic itself is very triggering. So, but depending on the title of this, if you clicked on this and if you read, you know, the description of this episode, then you're aware of what we'll be talking about today. So, but that being said, please get a notebook. If the Holy Spirit highlights anything to you, get some tea, get comfortable, pray. We're going to pray before we get into this. So let's carry on. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to just hear your heart, Father God, with whatever you have me to share, to speak, Father. I'm here for you to share. I'm here to share and to cast out anything, Lord God, in this listener. I pray that there be healing and deliverance through this episode. I pray, Father God, that it exposes the things of the darkness, just as what we're going to read today, Father. I thank you for your word. I thank you for what you're echoing in the earth right now. I thank you for exposing molestation in the church, whether it be spiritually or physically. I thank you, Father God, for exposing the wickedness, the wicked deeds, Father. And I thank you in this time, Lord, that you are using your children to rise up, to stand up, and to speak against darkness and the principalities and high places, God. I ask that you use me, Lord God, in a powerful way. I ask that you give me the wisdom to speak the words to speak to your sons and daughters, wherever they are in the world. I ask that this episode expose things, but also bring a comfort. I pray, Father God, that it bring repentance. I pray, Father God, that there's a renunciation of all of the things of this world that we struggle with in our bodies physically. I pray that this episode encourage us to continue to read your word. I ask that your word continue to wash us, that we are renewed in our mind in Jesus' name, that we continue to lay down the things and deny ourselves, Father, so that we may have life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So family, this episode is, as I've explained, is about a couple of different things, but it's centered around purity and being chastity. And many people get many different or have many different ideas when it comes to purity as a believer. And it's something that is often not talked about enough, or rather it's talked about a little bit more, but there's less transparency. And so I just wanted to create a space to share, you know, even though, you know, we're not talking back to each other, but I do want to make this conversational and to just share some of the things that I'm walking through at the moment with my relationship with the Lord. And I don't really know where to begin, but I'll just start off with how this episode came to be. So basically, pretty much, I was like literally talking to the Lord. And recently, I was feeling a lot of shame because, you know, my purity and things that I've dealt with physically concerning my sexuality has been something that has been just like, it's almost felt like a giant in the sense, like a giant in the land. It's felt like something that has been taxing to me and my body. I, you know, felt very violated, you know, just even by myself, because I used to struggle with masturbation and I used to struggle with pornography. I had a pornographic addiction, but really, you know, like it was very taxing on me. And even just fornicating and period, you know, this is one of those areas that even though throughout my walk with the Lord, it's just been one of those areas that it gets a little bit better. And then, you know, it just feels like, you know, just something that is just taxes on you. Like it takes from you. It genuinely violates you. And even in the word, it says, like, when you're in sexual impurity or immorality, like, you're sinning against your own body. And I've experienced the bitter fruit from that now that I'm actually fighting for my purity, and especially in this day and age. And so this is so complex for me because I was violated as a young girl. And from a young girl growing up, you know, it's a spirit, you know, it's a spirit of perversion and a spirit of lust. And so someone lusted after me as a young child, and they had that spirit of perversion, and I was violated as a child, you know. And then what's interesting about that is that I didn't even remember that I was violated as a little girl until I really started to ask the Lord. Like, it wasn't even something that I asked. It really was God by his light, because the Holy Spirit, like, he's a light. He's a revelation light. The Lord is light. And so he showed me in my dreams some of the things that were happening to me as a little girl. And so I only remember one part of it, you know, from one part, but the Lord began to show me and I started to remember things. And so I had these dreams and I didn't even have fully the understanding of them at the time until little by little, the Lord began to show me this happened to you. And this is the reason, one of the reasons why you struggle with this as much as you do right now. And so it was kind of like, you know, God revealing it so that I understood why, and so that giving me the tools to fight it. And one of the tools to fight it, or rather to be healed, that he's allowing me to, one of the ways that he's allowing me to, you know, just express this is literally him ministering to me and me ministering to others. And God has called us to be a light in the darkness. And so since he's personally convicted me about being a light, I have to share my experience so that it sets other people free, like yourself. Or it ministers someone to start asking those questions or to genuinely lay down themselves and their lives. You know, this is my motivation out of this episode, is that you hear the Lord through me in his comfort, but in his truth of his word. And I pray that this episode sets you free. So the Lord revealed that I was violated from a certain age. And then from that age, that's when I started remembering, when I started doing various sexual things that I shouldn't have been doing at that young age. And, you know, I carried a lot of shame, because even as I look back, because I'm about to be 24, I'm 23. I'm like, why was I doing that? And why was I doing it this way or with this person at that young age, you know? And so the Lord had to reveal that to me. And so, in families, you know, especially in the Black and Brown community, or just any community, honestly, like, lust and perversion is even in the church, unfortunately, you know. And a lot of us need to be healed and delivered. And so, and it's a process. It really is a process. And it's a work of only the Holy Spirit. And so this is a part of my work. And I pray that this encourages you to start your work and your walk with the Lord in this area. And so one of the things I feel led to touch on right now is even forgiveness. As I've been walking this out, and as the Lord has revealed this to me short of maybe 2 or 3 months ago, it's forgiveness, like forgiving the person who did it to me. And the Lord more and more forgiving them. Like, it's a day-to-day thing. It's not like I'm like, oh, I forgive this person. It's literally a day-to-day thing. And it has its hills and valleys. It's peaks and its lows. So I just encourage you also to, if that is something that has happened to you, please take this back to the Lord. And if it has happened to you in church, for one, I am so sorry. Okay. But anybody who has experienced this, which most of us have, which is absolutely wild, that most of us have experienced some form of sexual harassment or molestation or rape. I am so sorry. And even that word, the R word, I'm just going to say it because it's so sensitive. You know, and there's a principality behind the people. The spirits behind these people, like this spirit of lust and perversion, is not just and just one, you know, set person. Like, it is a spirit. And so it's something that the Lord is healing and delivering me from. So I want to continue on. So now I want to continue on and touch on just masturbation, pornography, all of that, and my experience with it. So I pretty much started watching or looking at pornographic images pretty much on TV, but when I intentionally started watching it was when I was about maybe 9 or 10 years old. So it was like, there's a timeline that the Lord began to show me about how I was violated, and then I started doing sexual acts as a little girl. And then it grew into me looking at now pornographic images. And at the time I had like this little bitty phone, and I would look at these images. And at first I was just looking at them, you know, and then it turned into physically, you know, me just, you know, you guys can catch on to that. Okay, I'm not gonna say it. But it turned from that to that, and then you know, it progressed. And then I got into high school, and I, at the time, had just entered into foster care. I was about 13 or 14, and I was a freshman in high school. And of course it progressed. You being, you know, a teenager, you're thinking about sex, everybody's talking about sex, and, you know, especially the school that I went to, child, like, it was like particularly like the subject, you know. And, you know, it was just like, people would say that it's like, oh, you know, you're just a kid, like, it's hormones, but like, no, like, no, it's a spirit. It's something that, you know, was passed. I hate to say the word passed on for lack of a better word, but it was like passed on to me through this, you know, through me being violated. And so that's why even like a lot of young girls in high school, you know, they would call them fast, or like, you know, there would be a lot of people that would bully these young girls in school who were, you know, doing a lot of sexual things, and everybody knew about it, and they would judge her. But like, no, like, the girl was violated, and this is why she's acting in this way, you know. Or, you know, she's seen something that she wasn't supposed to see as a young girl, and now she's, you know, she's like literally she's doing those things and performing out those things that she's seen. Like, it's literally an exposure to that as a child, you're like, oh, okay, like, this is a thing to do. And especially being with other kids or teenagers, you're like, oh, okay, this is okay. This is okay. You know, and so the thing about it, though, was that even at that time, I had a relationship with the Lord as young as I was. I had a relationship with the Lord, and I knew it was wrong, because every time I would finish watching pornography, I would, you know, feel immediate shame. And that was even conviction. And that was before I even, you know, really understood. But even then I had shame. Even then I knew, like, this is not right. Like, this is wrong, you know. But I was, you know, I really was like trying to be in the crowd, and you know what I mean? Like, that peer pressure or whatever. But I also, you know, the Lord began to reveal just how deep it really is, you know, because I was in foster care. I was, and because of not only just sexual abuse, but like emotional and mental abuse and verbal abuse, like, my worth as a child, I felt like it was just like I had none. And so even at that young age, I wasn't explicit about it, like blatant about me, you know, But I definitely had this urge to just want to be, like, to just want to have intimacy as a young girl. And, you know, I wanted boys to like me, but on a different scale. And the heart posture was because I just wanted to be seen. I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be heard. And, yeah, so I, because I even was mature for my age, only because I had experienced trauma, you know, because I had experienced things that I shouldn't have at a young age, often and a lot of the times, the sex that I was looking for was from grown men, like grown men, okay? Like grown men. Honestly, it like from grown men. And because I was taller and I was a little bit developed, and you know, in high school, like there are literal predators out there who know that you're young. They know you're in high school. They know you're young in college or whatever it is. And they know that. You know what I mean? And they would catcall, like literally I would get catcalled at 15 years old, 7 o'clock in the morning on my way to school. Like, why are you trying to talk to me? Like, you see me with my backpack. It's that spirit, and it's wicked, and it's dark, and it's not okay. And in this generation, literally sex is everywhere. Literally. You got Megan Thee Stallion shaking her behind. And I don't care. And I used to love Megan Thee Stallion. I'm not even going to lie. I used to literally worship that woman. The Lord revealed to me, I was idolizing her. Listening to her music with that was not only just provocative, but you have to see this in through the spirit. Through the spirit manifesting just sexually, sensually, you know what I mean? Putting on her music, I'm a bad beat. Like literally. And I just want to point on this too. Like the music you're listening to, if you're struggling with pornography and masturbation, it is an open door of the enemy. You're literally giving him legal access. Like literally giving him, I'm just going to say this, you're giving him access through your ear gates for you to perform whatever you're seeing in your mind or whatever you're listening to, especially if you're listening to the same songs and then you keep falling into the same sin, into the same impurity. And I know it's a walk. It takes stripping and washing of God, but you have to partner with God. If you really want to be set free, you have to partner with God and allow the Holy Spirit to renew your mind by even the music you listen to. What are you listening to? Or even what are you watching that you know when your body gets you feeling tempted, gets you feeling like, oh, you know what I mean? And so we have to pay attention to this. So from that point, I'm in high school, you know, I was literally dating dudes that were older than me. I get in college, it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better. Now I'm just like, oh, I'm in college. I'm going to do what I want to do. Literally. And this is in the midst of like literally walking with God, like on and off. Like I've backslidden, right? But like every single time, like the fruit of me fornicating, the fruit of me masturbating or watching pornography is bitter. And it literally causes death. You cannot tell me that you having sex outside of marriage is sweet to you, is good for you, makes you feel good about yourself, unless you have a form of pride that says, well, I don't care, in a form, in a spirit of rebellion. That says, well, I don't care. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to date around. That was me literally in college. That was me. I was like, well, I'm a, you know, like being and looking like this world that we are in Pride Month. And the spirit behind that, the Lord, and I'm not going to get into that quite just yet because I want to be sensitive to all who may be listening. But listen, by the time I was out of college, I had sex with a woman. And I had to look back to think, it started from here to now here. And I carried so much shame because I knew the Lord, I knew his word, I knew what I was doing was wrong. Even when I was backsliding and having my prodigal moments, but the fruit of what it cost me though. I have a scripture I feel led to read right now, and it's out of Romans chapter 6. And I encourage you to read Romans 6. It talks about, I'm reading out of Passion Translation. Then there's many different subtitles depending on the version that you're reading. But it talks about, like, literally sin having no dominion over you in Christ Jesus, as you are in Christ Jesus, because of God's grace. But the verse that I want to particularly read on is verse 21. And actually, I'm going to read Romans 6, verse 21 to 23. It says, so tell me, what benefit ensued from doing those things that you're now ashamed of? It left you with nothing but a legacy of shame and death. But now, as God's loving servants, you live in joyous freedom from the power of sin. So consider the benefits you now enjoy. You are brought deeper into the experience of true holiness that ends with eternal life. For sin's meager wages is death. I'm going to read that again. For sin's wages is death. The wage, the cost, what you earn by sinning, just like you earn wages at a job. For sin's wages is death, but God's lavish gift that is free is life eternal, found in your union with our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. As you, and I'll speak from my point of view as well, but as I continue to walk with the Lord, this thing no longer has dominion over me as much as it did the day before. I used to think that I could never be free from this. It used to be, and I'm going to be real and raw, it used to be so uncontrollable. In the middle of the night, I would wake up and start masturbating. It was at that point a demonic oppression. Having dreams of me masturbating, having dreams of me having sex with exes. And that is a totally whole different field that one day, if the Lord allows or permits, I will share about. But having in the principalities and the truth behind that. But it was so, like, it felt so uncontrollable, and it was an addiction. It had totally taken over my body, and I would cry and be like, God, when is it going? Like, I would literally leave the light on with my Bible out and still do it. This is something that I've had to crucify over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Beating it to death, subduing my body. It has gotten better. It really has. It has gotten better, but it's still, the temptation is still there. However, I have the Word of God and I have the Holy Spirit. And if you have the Holy Spirit, then you have self-control. If you receive the Holy Spirit by being baptized, you have self-control. But even then, the next thing that God has to do and is doing in me and in us that he has to do is renew our mind. Even the images that will pop up in my head were impure, were perverse. Because I would look at pornography all the time, those images will pop up in my mind, even in the middle of me praying. Even in the middle of me praying, you have to think how invasive that is of your flesh. And so you have to subdue your flesh habitually. Habitually, you have to literally, and I'm going to read that scripture right now. So the scripture is Romans 8. Please read the entire book of Romans, but especially something that the Lord has had me reread and meditate on for years is Romans 6 through 8. So yes, it's Romans 8 verses 13, and I'm reading it amplified because I love how it amplifies it. For if you are living according to the impulses of the flesh, you are going to die. But if you are living by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are habitually putting to death the sinful deeds of the body. You will really live forever. I read verse 14. For all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And that's basically just saying, you receive the Holy Spirit. You are part of the family of God. And so by his Holy Spirit, you have grace. You have self-control. You have the fruits of the Holy Spirit to put these things to death that harm you, that literally take from you. And as the Lord was ministering to me, as he's ministered to me with an ED at the end, ministered to me, it absolutely breaks his heart that we have fallen victim to our flesh and that we have fallen victim to, and I'm talking about believers at this, like believers. But it also breaks his heart about the perversion, the human trafficking, of kids, the child pornography, the predators that we may walk past every single day. It breaks his heart. There's like this indignation and also this compassion for his children that are struggling with this, but he wants to walk it out with you. And he wants you to be set free. And it may not happen overnight, but he desires for you to know the truth so that you can walk in freedom and set other people free. And so I was literally told by God to expose these things. And exposure right now looks like sharing my testimony. It looks like sharing the truth about what the enemy tries to get me to shut my mouth about and try to make me feel so much shame and try to lie to me and say, oh, well, you're going to share your, and I'm going to, no. Sin has no dominion over me in the name of Jesus. Though I may struggle with temptation, I am a new creation in Christ Jesus, for all related to the old order has passed away and gone. I have been resurrected with Christ. And family, these are the things that I speak over myself when I feel tempted. If I have to dance, if I have to worship God, it says even in Romans 12 that we should not be conformed to this world any longer, but we should use even our bodies as righteousness, as, you know, I don't know if that's Romans 12. Please forgive me if it isn't. But in the book of Romans, I know for sure that we should use our bodies as an instrument of righteousness. It may be between Romans 6 and Romans 8, but you can look it up and read it yourself. So I want to touch on that. And now, before this episode gets way too long, I also want to share a recent testimony of how, even as I'm walking this out, I was deceived recently by a false teacher, a false prophet. And because her teachings were so on point at the beginning, and it was confirming some things, it started to get a little muddy. It started to get a little dark and a little wicked. And I was so convinced that what she was continuing to teach was absolutely, true. Of course, I had my reservations, but because of even my flesh and because of something that this is something I'm still walking out, I fell into sin. And so before you'd be like, how are you gonna do da-da-da-da-da? Listen, the Lord knows, and I'm not going to try to over-explain myself, but false teaching, false prophets and stuff, they're real. And will have you believing to do things that that goes against God, but you're like, oh, well, for some reason, and this is why it's called deception. It's spiritual. Manipulated, and I'm not placing the blame on that person. I'm not, because I'm responsible for my own walk with the Lord concerning this. But it was very convincing, family, to do a certain thing concerning my purity. And quite frankly, the Lord said it was witchcraft. And it was that's all witchcraft is manipulation. It's a twisting of scripture, a twisting of scripture and, twisting of words and cunning. It's cunning arguments. And I also wanted to touch on this because Tiffany Montgomery, she released a video about, these false prophets and, these false teachers. Please find it. If you don't follow her, please find it, because not only will it open your eyes to false teaching, but like the way that the Lord used her beautifully to explain how false teaching and false prophecy is equivalent to molestation, like spiritually molesting the body of God, the children of God. Manipulating, just like if you have experienced being molested or molested or violated, there's a manipulation in order to coerce you, in order to coerce you to do a certain thing, a coerce you to do things that is wrong, that and is perverse. And as she explained that, first of all, I was like, wow, thank you, Lord, that you're speaking this, because she has such a larger platform. And, it was just like people are really resonating with what she's saying. And so, she's exposing it. And so the Lord was like, go ahead and speak. And I said, okay, Lord. All right, Lord. And so, yes, I was following this teacher, prophet, false. They were false anointing. And being manipulated by words, being manipulated, thinking like, oh, this is okay. But also having in my mind, like, I don't know, And when I say the gate that I opened by doing that, it was so oppressive. I felt like I was losing my mind, and the Lord began to show me the spirits behind this person. In a dream, he began to show me who this person really was. He began to show me that the healing and deliverance that person needed. He began to show me. And I was like, wow. And so, if you haven't checked out that post, please do. I'm not going to go into detail about what she said, but it was a great teaching. It wasn't long at all. And she was just saying how it is literally like these false teachers and false prophets are literally molesting the children of God spiritually, coercing them to give money, using, you know, divination and witchcraft to manipulate you to give things. And, you know, and it's really a principality. It's demonic. Quite frankly, it is demonic. It is demonic. And so I want to share a couple of scriptures that the Lord gave me concerning this as well. And so it's, I'm reading out of Amplified. It's 2 Peter chapter 2. And I am going to read, the first paragraph of it. So it's verses 1 through 3, but I'm also going to pick out some verses as well. Please read the whole thing. It's in Amplified. The title is The Rise of False Prophets. And in this hour, family, it's so important that we ask for the gift of discerning of spirits. We ask the Lord to help us discern people, to see them in the spirit, and to test the spirit. We have to test the spirits. And the more you're in the Word of God, and you're really allowing the Lord to teach you and to show you things and to really open your eyes, as long as you have, you know, if you have the Holy Spirit, like, the Holy Spirit will teach you and show you. So let that be your prayer as well. But I'm going to read, it says, but in those days, false prophets arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. Who will subtly introduce destructive heresies. And heresies is just, for those who don't know, it's basically like a group of people who may focus on certain things of the Bible or teach on certain things of the Bible, but also let's actually look it up. So I looked up the Google definition, and a heresy is a belief or opinion contrary to, and it says orthodox religious, but especially Christian doctrine, okay? In the Bible, it's AKA called a dissension, and it is a sin. It's a dissension, so it's like basically when people are teaching things that literally go against the Word of God, but they do it in such a way that is incredibly subtle and incredibly manipulative. And so then people begin to follow them after what they're teaching, and it's not even sound doctrine. It's not even based on the actual Word of God. So that's a heresy. And so it says, even denying, so let's start over. But in those days, false prophets arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will subtly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways, and because of them, the way of truth will be maligned. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false arguments and twisted doctrine. Their sentence of condemnation, which God has decreed from a long time ago, is not idle, but is still in force. And their destruction and deepening misery is not asleep, but is on its way. I mean, listen, the Lord does not play when it comes to his word. Okay, he does not play when it comes to his word. But even then, the Lord began to show me concerning the false teacher that I was following. And this is why you must be careful about being on YouTube and Instagram and these people, you know, giving prophetic words. You have to be careful. And so I also have to share, too, that the Lord warned me of this. He warned me of this, to stop. And I did it because of my own disobedience. And it led me to running into literally a wolf in sheep's clothing. So pay attention to what the Lord is showing you, what he's revealing to you about certain people or a certain person, even if it's a, it doesn't even have to be a pastor or a preacher. But be careful. And if the Lord is showing you to stop, there's a reason. But I had to learn this, okay? And so, and I'm glad that I'm learning it because I'm able to discern. I asked God to increase my discernment, and he did. And so the Lord began to show me concerning this particular platform that had quite a few, following, not too much, but quite a following, how that person was leading the group of people that were following them into rebellion, Like this person was saying, you don't even need to go to church. They're not teaching it right. You know what I mean? Like it was starting to get to that point. But even before that, like God was like, he shut it down for me. He was like, no. And so, they were teaching various false things through that person's own imagination. Through that person's own imagination. And please, please read this, because it's so much revelation in this, and I don't want to just pick it apart. And because of that, I do just feel like the Lord is saying, just to encourage you guys to read it yourself. It's in 2 Peter chapter 2, and it is, and I read it in Amplified version if you want to read it in that version. But in this hour, family, let's stay watchful and vigilant, and let's be sober-minded. I totally empathize with all of you who are walking this out with the Lord. We are all, in some way or another, fighting the good fight of faith concerning our purity, and especially because, you know, there's so much perversion out there in the media, and it's incredibly real. It's incredibly real. The temptation is real, but we have the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so before we get out of, before we close out, I do want to pray again. So please bow your head and close your eyes. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the word that has been gone forth. Thank you, Lord God, that you have used me as a vessel to share my testimony. Thank you for giving me the boldness, the courage to share, Lord, what was on my heart. I ask, Heavenly Father, that this word continue to speak into their lives, that you give them revelation, wisdom, and understanding increasingly measure. After this episode, I pray that there's healing that comes from this. I pray, Father God, that you open your children's eyes in this hour for us to see, Father God, to see clearly, to see by the Spirit. Help us not to lean on our own understanding. Help us not to be wise in our own eyes, God. Help us to subdue our flesh by your Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, that there be a deeper repentance, and that you continue to show us the tools to fight, that you continue to show us how to be a light in darkness, Father God, and how to expose these spirits, and how to even expose it by sharing our testimonies, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for us. Thank you that by your blood we are set free. Thank you, Lord God, that no temptation has overtaken us, Lord, that you will always provide a way out, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness to us. We thank you, Father God, that you have called us to holiness. You have called us to righteousness. We thank you for the free gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus, who died, was buried, and rose on the third day. We believe in Jesus' name. that even by his stripes we are healed, that even by his resurrection we have been resurrected too. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that through your word, Lord God, you are renewing our minds right now. And that sin, that this sin that has no power or dominion over us, because we died with Christ when we were baptized with him. In Jesus' mighty name, bless this episode. Amen. Family, you made it to the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening all the way through. Most importantly, I just want to say congratulations on this new walk with the Lord, on this new journey, I should say, this beautiful journey with the Lord as you get to uncover and discover Jesus as your healer and deliverer in this season. Thank you so much. If you have any questions, any comments, I would love for us to just build a community. Please feel free to go to the ministry's Instagram at tbgv.ministries. It is tbgv.ministries. And, you know, if you want to add a comment, or even if you're listening on Spotify, I'm going to ask just a community question. And if you want to respond, please go ahead and do that. I'd love to just hear your thoughts on this episode, how it blessed you, how it helped you, how you're working towards walking in purity with God, how God is showing you breakthrough in certain areas. Please do. I don't want to miss out on the things that God is doing in your life. So with that being said, thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. I'll speak to you soon. Peace.